You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, January 10th, 2025, and this is Grandpa Dan, as always, wrapping up your work week, streaming here at RadioAlbion.com. I hope you've had a good week. We got cold weather here, and I'm not a big fan. Of course, as always, the media hypes this stuff up. You know, being a meteorologist, being a weather person in Texas is really a pretty boring job. Especially like in the summer, because I mean the forecast is like hot every day, and they try to tweak it. You know, they're like, now for our 7-day forecast, and you know, in the summertime it's like, you know, Monday it's going to be 99, Tuesday 99, Wednesday 100, Thursday we drop back down to 98. They just tweak it a little bit to try to make it look different instead of just saying it's going to be hot. They got a boring job. So in the wintertime, they try to get hype, you know, and same in the spring. When we start getting thunderstorms, man, they will hype it up. Now, thunderstorms ain't nothing to play with that we get in the spring. So there is a little bit of legit there. But it's always funny in the winter because the weather people try to make it into this huge deal. We've had, they've been talking all week about, oh, it's coming in. We got a snowpocalypse. We're going to get 6-8 some areas you could even get 10 inches of snow, and I was skeptical. Everybody like, oh my gosh, this could be this is going to be a major event, and I'm just like, man, I'm skeptical. You know, we might or we might not get hardly anything. It's cold. It's been cold for several days here for us. You know, Dr. Johnson would laugh at what we call when complain about cold, but for us it's cold. And the media was hyping this, you know, and of course the idiots all go out there and you're wondering what they're going to buy. I always wonder, what is it that triggers? Because there's always something like the toilet paper. You know, they'll run out and buy up all the toilet paper. And it's like, are they that concerned with wiping their ass? I don't know. This time it appears to be milk. They were hyping this. We're going to be snowed in. Y'all get to the store. You buy your supplies. You better be prepared. You're going to have to be. And the women weather meteorologists, I'll spit it out. I call most of them frustrated non-mommies. You know, they've hit the wall. They're in their 30s, ain't got no wedding ring on, ain't got no kids. And because they're not moms, they treat you like they're your mom. You need to be safe out there. Bundle up. Wear layers, okay? Wear lots of layers. It's like, bitch, I'm old enough to be your daddy. Don't be acting like talking to you like you're a little kid. You wear layers and bundle up, and a hat would be good too. And be careful because it could be slippery out there. There's ice on the ground. You could slip and fall. The weather mommies. And of course, here we go. Everybody ran out and bought milk for some reason. You couldn't hardly get milk at the store. Everybody ran out and bought milk. I don't know why. They're going to just live on cereal during the snowpocalypse. Well, the snowpocalypse has come and gone, and I've got like less than an inch of snow on the ground. And the weather people still trying to hype, like, we got on-the-spot coverage. We've got multiple reporters driving around on the freeways of DFW, and it's like they're driving around, and except for the overpasses, it's just wet roads. It's a wet roads. Anyway, you may hear some noise. Where was I going with this? You may hear some noise in the background from time to time. That's going to be the heater running. So I'm not about this. I'm not about this cold. I realize I haven't done an update on Sven in a minute, so that's because there's really nothing to update, y'all. It is not that I'm lacking and or I don't want to keep y'all up to date, but we're basically a holding pattern. He remains on parole. He's in a halfway house of an undisclosed location. I know where it is, but I shall not share it because they don't want it shared. We're not doing anything to, you know, Sven is following the terms of his release, his parole to the T, and obviously we're not going to do anything to upset that. And he's just kind of, like I said, he just remains in a holding pattern. Nothing's really changed there. He's meeting all his conditions, following the rules, being a model citizen, all the stuff that goes with that. I don't really have, the long and short of it is I don't really have anything new on that front, but I did want to at least tell you there's nothing new. That's why you haven't heard anything. It's not that we don't care. Believe me, it's not. It's not any of that. It's just there's nothing new to report. When we do got something significant new to report, we will, of course, pass it on to all of you. Now, on with today's show. I was sitting here trying to figure out what I want to do for today's show. And, you know, I had Trump's Greenland saga. I even had a picture of, like, trying to do some sort of AI art, you know, of inserting Donald Trump as a character from the anime Vinland Saga because of all of this Greenland nonsense. And then I thought about, you know, the LA fires, of course, that's a big news story. We can talk about that, which is just, the end of the day, more signs of a crumbling empire. The fire hydrants, half of them don't work. They're running out of water. They don't manage the forests because for some reason they cannot grasp basic concepts. You know, the Indians, feather, not dot. The Indians, you got to make that clear. You know, back in the day, the Indians had enough sense that once a year they'd light that stuff off and let it burn out of the underbrush off. So the fires would never get that big. But in current year, apparently we can't even manage any of these just simple fundamental things. You got all that. And we're not going to talk about that. Long story short, I'm not going to talk about any of that because I'm sitting there jotting that down. I'm like, I don't really have much interest in this. So I'm sitting here going, what are we going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about something I am interested in. And we're going to talk about from a little bit of a different angle. You know, we've heard the saying, and I don't know who to attribute it to. And I don't feel like trying to research it. But you've probably heard the saying that along the lines of you may think that you hate the media, but you don't hate them enough. And this is kind of it. Now, when I say the media, I mean like the network media. I mean like when you turn on your whatever the national approved government mouthpiece media decides to pump up and make a story of. Because we know they're very selective of what they decide to make a story of. Now, it's interesting in the context of what we're going to talk about today, because the media likes to smear people such as us as being people, you know, a bunch of racists obsessed with race. And it's not the case. In fact, I was thinking about it this morning, and it's by and large a case of projection on their part. It's they who are obsessed with race. We're going to get a story of ridiculous police shooting of an innocent person. And you probably haven't heard of it. Why? Because it's not on the network news. It's not on the national media. Why is that? And I'm going to tell you why. Because the guy that was gunned down is white. If this was a 63-year-old black man that was gunned down in his home by the police, it would be national headlines. They would be ginning it up. They would be stoking it up from a racial angle. Again, they accuse people like us of, you know, trying to stoke up racial hatred and racial tensions. And it's all projection. They would, if they had the racial angle, I guarantee you, this would be a national news story, and they would be hyping it up, talking about how many black men have to be gunned down by the police before something is done. And it really is stoking up racial hatred, because they tell people in the black community that this is what's going on. The police are basically hunting them for the color of their skin. It's about race, but it's not about race. It's about militarized police. I've spoken about this at length, but this really got into high gear. It used to not be this way. I've said this time again. Y'all are probably tired of me saying it, but I'll say it again. It used to not be this way. This went into hyperdrive after 9/11. This militarizing the police, giving them all these body armors and helmets. They all run around carrying AKs, or not AKs, I'm sorry, AR-15s, playing soldier. Running around playing soldier like they're in a war zone, and you and I were, you know, we're the enemy combatants. We're the insurgents. This went into hyperdrive after 9/11. This is the problem. See, the media is not going to talk about that. The media will talk about it if they can hype up the racial angle and make it white police are gunning down black people because of the color of their skin. And again, they tell this to the black community, and a lot of them believe this, and they think that the they're being targeted for their skin color, which of course doesn't make any sense. And again, this is the media deflecting, and nobody talks about the real problem. The real problem is we don't need a militarized police force. Why is the government, because this is the armed wing of the government views the citizens as insurgents, as enemy combatants. I don't know how you militarize the police. You implement this Israeli training that they've honed dealing with the Palestinians. Apparently, we're all Palestinians now, by the way. How do you interpret that any other way but that the government views its own citizens as the threat, as an enemy? This is a news story, and they won't talk about it. If they talk about it, they'll only talk about it if they can stoke it up from a racial angle. Oh, a black person was killed by the police. You see, the racist cops are at it again. The military cops are at it again. This story today, this guy's a white guy, so you're not hearing about it on the national news. But we're going to talk about it. You're going to hear about it here on Radio Albion. And no, we're not just talking about it because the victim was white. We're talking about it because this policy the government has of militarized police and viewing, training them in a manner to where so many of them view the public as potential enemy combatants. This is the problem. It has nothing to do. There is no racial angle. If you're coming here looking for a racial angle, there is no racial angle here. The problem are these policies that are in place, the training that is in place. And again, I've seen this. I'm old enough to know it used to not be this way. This started really taking hold after 9/11. Now, I'm going to do something I don't generally do. I'm going to put a couple links here in the description of to a YouTube channel, a couple videos on YouTube. And I don't normally do that. It's not my thing. But I'll put up a link to video that, because it's a good coverage of it. And we're going to hit the high points here, but you get a lot more coverage of it there. And there's an update video that goes with it. I will also post that. And that way you can go watch these videos. They're not super long. And you can get get some more details, because like I said, we're just going to have time to hit the high spots and the particulars of this case. But what you got here is this small town in Kentucky. Here we go. You get a small town in Kentucky, and this story just gets more and more absurd the more you look at it and the more details that come out. In a small town in Kentucky with small town problems, meth heads, things such as that. Well, long story short, some petty theft happens. So weed eater and some other lawn equipment gets stolen off this guy's property. Well, the guy happens to be a judge or judge executive, whatever the hell that means, in this Kentucky town. Gets his weed eater and some other stuff stolen. Well, they arrest the guy that stole the stuff. Everything's going kosher up to this point. But the judge needs his weed eater back. So the police are dispatched to go find the missing weed eater. Because, you know, this is top priority. Plus, the police are more than willing to do it because this is going to give them a chance to put their army stuff on. You see, when the government, the federal government funds all of this, federal government gives them, some of these towns have tanks, you know, armored carriers. They give them body armor, helmets, AR-15s. You give them the stuff. They're going to want to use it, you know? If you got a little boy, if you got kids, and you have a little boy, and you buy him a toy gun, and give him the toy gun, I mean, you set it over there, he's going to play soldier or something. He's going to go pow, 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 pow. And these cops are the same way. They give them this stuff, and they're going to play soldier. This is going to give them an opportunity to play soldier. So the police are going to go find the missing weed eater. But you see, just going and sending a couple cops out there to knock on a door and say, hey, do you know anything about this weed eater? It's stolen. See, that's no fun. They do basically a midnight raid for weed eater. I kid you not. They allegedly have a warrant. This is questionable. I don't think they did. Because nobody has seen this warrant. And that should be public record somewhere. Nobody has seen the warrant. But the police go to execute a warrant, supposedly. And they have this address. Now, it appears, if you put the address into Google Maps, it'll take you to this address. But if you put it into an iPhone, because apparently Apple is crap, it takes you to the wrong place. You guessed it. The cops go to the wrong place on a midnight raid for a weed eater. Bang on a guy's door, 63-year-old Douglas Harless is living in this house. He gets woke up in the middle of the night. You're 63 years old. I guarantee you midnight, you're asleep. And they hear bang, bang, bang. Sounds like gunshots because there's surveillance video with this. And again, you'll see this if you want to watch it, if you're more interested and want more details on this. But there's surveillance video from a neighbor's house released, and the cops banging on the door literally sounds like gunshots. Bang, 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 and people yelling. You know where this is going. The cops gun this guy down in his own house. They're at the wrong address. They called into dispatch. They're still using the wrong address. Nobody checked the numbers on the damn house. Now, as I said, nobody's actually even seen the damn warrant. Nobody knows what address was on the warrant. The suspect who was in jail, the one that stole the stuff, is already in jail. This wasn't a warrant to arrest who stole the stuff. He was in jail. This is where they got the warrant from. The guy, this was their source. This was the basis for them to get a warrant, which again, nobody has seen. Nobody knows if the warrant even exists. Remember, at the beginning of this, I talked about the LA fires, and this was another sign of corrupt and failing empire. You know, how the society is going more and more backwards. They have the fire departments hooking up to hydrants that don't work. See, this story is another example of that. You're getting more and more of this banana republic behavior. Turns out, let's go ahead and throw another log on the fire. This took place out in the county, and these were city cops. They wouldn't even have jurisdiction here. This would be, I don't know. Like if the Oklahoma State Patrol came over here into Texas, started kicking someone's door, they're city cops. Outside of the city limits, they don't have no jurisdiction. But they're out in the county. Because, you know, the judge wants his damn weed eater back. And they gun this guy down. In his own house. And, of course, as you expect, the cover-up has begun. They don't expect body cam footage because they don't have any. Well, they had some. You know, no doubt the government gave them a grant for body cams, but they said that it was too expensive doing the upkeep on these things. It wasn't too expensive. They spent a bunch of money putting surveillance cameras on City Hall. That wasn't a problem. But these body cams cost too much, so they quit carrying them around. They just discontinued that. Don't expect any body cam. These body cams, these pesky body cams, it's too hard take care of business with the camera rolling all the time. Now, the judge involved in this, he came out like a media and said, he came out immediately with basically, you know, the hood defense. I don't know nothing about that. That was basically right out when this hit the local media, because that's only media covering it. You're not going to hit on the national media. He come out and basically was like, man, I don't know nothing about that. But then in the update video, again, I'll post all that. Somebody's leaked a call this guy made. And it's the day after. Like, they raided this guy's house at midnight over a weed eater. And the day after the phone, this judge is on phone call with the cops. And it isn't about, man, what the hell were y'all doing? Why did y'all go to the wrong place? No, he's talking to the cop about, when am I going to get my weed eater, though? I still ain't got my weed eater. I need my lawn equipment. My nephew or whatever needs his lawn equipment. They nothing. They go to the wrong house, gun this guy down, and the judge is on the phone with the cops the next day, not going, what the hell were you idiots doing? No, he's on the phone going, but what about my weed eater, though? Have you found it yet? I really need that stuff back. That's easy to dismiss this and shake your head and say, well, this just corrupt small town Kentucky. But I'm going to tell you, this is the way these institutions, because I like anything else, we're painting with a broad brush. We're talking about group behaviors. I get so wore out with having to put this addendum, but there's low IQ people, not y'all. I know y'all get it, but I just always feel, because you never know who's listening. There may be somebody listening the first time that maybe isn't up to speed. When you're talking about group behaviors, you're talking about group behaviors. You're not talking about individual people. I know I get wore out with people that aren't able to make that distinction because it makes it difficult to talk about group behaviors. In today's example, we're talking about group behaviors of the police, these institutions. That doesn't mean every single cop, you know, is an asshole. I mean, that's not what we're talking about, but as a group behavior, this is what we're talking about. Group behaviors. These institutions, like I say, it's easy to look at this and say, well, that's just corrupt small town Kentucky. That wouldn't happen in my town. That wouldn't happen in my state. I'm telling you, as group behavior, this is the way these institutions view. This is their training. This is well documented. They brought in an Israeli training model after 9/11, and they basically train you on the same model the Israelis use with the Palestinians. As such, they view you as a terrorist. They view you as a potential enemy combatant. You see, there's enough of these videos floating around. You go through your local town and all your cops are parading around wearing all this body armor and stuff, which I don't necessarily have a problem with them wearing body armor, but you can tell if you're old enough. Maybe if you're not old enough, you don't know. You know, 30 years ago, if you had an interaction with the cops, they weren't wearing all of that and they were just like a regular dude. You know, except that they made them clean cut and everything, but they just look like a regular guy. If you were in a small town, you knew him. You would be like, and here's another thing, too. This is small town Kentucky. Here's a question I've got. I don't have an answer to it. I'm asking the question. How the hell is this small town Kentucky and they don't know who this guy is? The guy is a long time, I assume, long time resident. They don't know their Doug's house. You know, there was nobody on the police force to say, oh, this is Doug's house. What are we doing at Doug's place? Back in the day, they were regular. If you were interacting with a cop, you might have known them. And if nothing else, they just look like a regular. Now, half of these cops, you run into them, they're all tattooed. They got sleeve tattoos. 30 years ago, if you had sleeve tattoos, don't even apply to the police department. They got sleeve tattoos. A bunch of these guys are obviously on steroids, which just amps up the odds of having some kind of violent interaction because they're all hyped up on steroids. You look at these guys. You look and tell. I'm sorry. You can. I'm going to sit here and pretend that when you look at one of these guys with his sleeve tattoos and, you know, his biceps are as big around as my body. Oh, yeah, no, he must go to the gym a lot. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. The people in the town here in Kentucky are pissed. They're not happy. At a city council meeting, the people are like, what the hell are y'all doing? There's a weed eater. Yeah. Exactly. And they all, of course, they're just running cover. The mayor's running cover. The Kentucky State Police are investigating this, so we can't comment on it. Blah, 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 blah. Kentucky State Police aren't saying anything. And we know the longer this thing, these sort of things go on, the odds are they're going to bury it. Especially considering, again, it's not getting national media coverage. Why? This is an outrageous shooting of a civilian. A citizen. Let's not use their terminology. There's another tell, isn't it? The police often refer to people as civilians. See, you're civilians. They're military. They're not military. There's an egregious execution of a citizen in their own home by the police, who are obviously working overtime to cover this up. That seems pretty newsworthy to me. But again, they, not us, they can't push a racial angle on it, so they aren't interested. I guarantee you if Doug Harless was black, it would be all over CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC. Oh my gosh. And again, that's not to say it would be less egregious if the victim was black. The problem is not being addressed. This is what I'm saying. The media, the network media, are the ones that always try to make a racial angle, because if they make a racial angle out of it, then you don't have to talk about a systemic problem in the militarization of the police in this country. They make it all about race, and then they make it black people versus white people, and the white people won't go over here and defend the cops, so they're not going to talk about, yeah, there's a problem with militarizing the police. They got the black community talking about, yeah, these white cops are just hunting us down because they don't like our skin color. Again, they're not talking about, why are the cops playing army in our neighborhoods? You see, this is the way they distract. The problem here is you've got militarized police doing a midnight raid. And again, there is a small town Kentucky aspect here. They're obviously kissing the judge's ass. And you know, they're just doing small town Kentucky things. And these trigger happy cops. You're not going to wind up being a cop in a rural small town anywhere in America. Unless there's two things. You might be retired and you're just trying to stay busy. But most of the time, what you're going to wind up with are the people that did, like, nobody else wants them, so they wind up in these podunk towns. It's boring being a cop in a podunk town. I think this is probably the other aspect of this, besides kissing the judge's ass, is these cops are a cop in a podunk town, so that means they spend their time writing tickets, preferably to people passing through. This is the way they're revenue collectors. That's all they are. That's most of policing is in this country anyway, is a way to collect revenue. But nonetheless, now they got the opportunity to play army, to play big city cop. They, you know, sure, it's over a weed eater, but this is our opportunity to do the hut thing. They go to these training seminars with all these other cops and see these videos and get these lectures about, oh yeah, we got to go beat down these dirt bags and dude, they're all out to kill you. We all want to get home to our families safe because it's so dangerous. They're not even in like the top 10 dangerous jobs, especially in a podunk town like London, Kentucky. This is their big chance for some excitement. So they're going to do a midnight raid for a weed eater. Maybe if Douglas Harless had a Blue Lives Matter flag hanging on his porch, maybe they wouldn't. Yeah, they would. We wind up not getting any of these things addressed. And this is just, again, more failing empire stuff, more collapsing society. We're getting more and more regressive We're getting more and more what they point at the third world over. And in a lot of ways, I think it's worse than the third world. Because at least in the third world, you know, the cops might have some common sense. They may ask for a bribe or something. I'm sure Douglas Harless, if he would have been given the option of give the cops $100 to go away, pay them off, versus get gunned down in your house by the hut crew, I'm sure he would have just paid the $100. Bribe the cops. So, yeah, no offense to the third world. You probably got a lot more things going in your favor than in regressing America. Makes it more absurd when you read this stuff like Donald Trump. And kind of side note here, we're not going to go off into that, but like Donald Trump talking about taking over Greenland and doing what? What are you going to bring them? I'm going to go out on a limb and say society is probably a lot more functional in Greenland than it is in the U.S., Anyway, as I said, the locals are upset about this. They went out. They're protesting. This is a democracy, so we know that's not going to do anything. There's no giant nationwide protest groups being bussed in, you see, because, again, it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit the agenda. There's not going to be on MSNBC because they can't push the racial angle. So you just have the locals showing up protesting. And they're obviously trying, the mayor and whatnot, they're obviously trying to, I mean, yeah, I get, oh, well, the state police are investigating this, so we can't talk about it. What that means is, let me tell you, when the mayor's sitting there going, well, the Kentucky State Police are investigating this, so they've told us don't talk about this. This is the equivalent of if you get in trouble with the cops and your lawyer says, keep your mouth shut. Anything you say and do could screw this up and get you convicted. This is the same thing. The Kentucky State Police are probably, the way I view that is the Kentucky State Police are essentially telling them, keep your mouth shut because you're going to make it harder to cover this up. If you go out there and start mouthing off, it's going to make it more difficult to set up a narrative to somehow explain this away. We're probably going to get some form. At the end of the day, they'll drag this out, hope that people quit talking about it, they forget about it. And then they'll maybe come out and say, well, some policies need to be reviewed and updated training for the officers. Or some horse shit like that. The man was asleep in his house. The hut crew shows up. And it turns out, guess what? It turns out that the doing a raid after 10 o'clock, especially over some crap like this, is not even legal in the state. Imagine being asleep in your house at midnight and the hut crew shows up banging on your door and guns you down in your house. And of course they're doing the whole, oh, we had a gun. And yeah, if you hear bang, and again, if you watch the videos, the surveillance videos that's out of this, this all takes place very quickly. This isn't some hour-long standoff. From the first bang, 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 and on that video, it sounds like gunshot. You're sound asleep, and you hear what sounds like gunshots. People yelling, I don't know about you. Yeah, you're going to grab your pistol first thing before you go see what's going on, because you don't know what's going on. You're asleep. Your brain is trying to wake up and process. And in like a minute or whatever, they're gunning you down. And they're going to try to, I guarantee you, at the end of the day, they're going to talk about, oh, some policies and procedures, and we need to review training processes. And the city's going to apply for a grant so they don't have to spend money on body cams or some other horseshit. How about explaining what the hell the city cops are doing serving a warrant in the county that ain't even in their jurisdiction? We're going to get an answer to that. I wouldn't hold my breath. And I wouldn't hold my breath for the national media to cover it. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit the agenda. Truth be damned. They don't care about truth. They don't care about what's right or wrong. They don't care about, hey, we have these issues and it needs to be addressed. Why do we have to have a militarized police that views everybody as potential enemy insurgents? And again, we're talking about group behaviors here. That's not the same as individual people. I'm saying every single cop is that's low IQ tier. But we are talking about group behavior. We're talking about institutionalized behavior as a matter of government policy. And it needs to change. This is not benefiting us. More importantly, I think the question needs to be asked, why does the government feel it is necessary to do this? What does that say about the direction they think things are going to go in? You know, everybody says, well, where are we going with this? Well, the government has set up the police forces as essentially a military, a standing army against the citizenry of the country. That tells me, by extension, the government thinks things are going to get worse. The government sees things as essentially a standoff with the public who are at odds with the government. Why else would you have a militarize the police against your own citizens? That tells me where the government sees this is going. The government sees civil unrest as basically, essentially, an inevitability. Or perhaps their policies are going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy of some sort. Once again, none of this is going to end well. We need to change course. We won't, because we live under an illegitimate system that doesn't serve the people. It views the people as a part of the problem. I'll wrap up on that note. I know this isn't our usual foray on the Daily Nationalist, but it's just outrageous. I find these things, this sort of behavior, when you come across it, you know, can you put yourself in this guy's shoe? You're laying in this guy's shoes. You're laying in your house, minding your own damn business, and something like this happens. You wind up dead at the end of the day. That's just crazy. Anyway, I appreciate you joining me. I hope you've had a chance to check out all our content this week on Radio Alabama. If not, maybe you'll get a chance over the weekend. Go back, check it out, download it, whatever. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday for the Daily Mail Monday edition of the Daily Nationalist. As always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.